I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus.
Hallelujah, people of God. Welcome to your favorite podcast, Alone with Jesus. It is the first Monday in the month of October 2020. And we are continuing in our walk and our quest to have an intimate relationship with Jesus. We have understood over the months that they that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, all things work together for them. And so we want to love God with all our heart, love God with all our being, and build an intimate relationship with him. Having this in mind, that they that love God and are called according to his purpose, all things work together for their good. In our last two episodes, we learned about the fact that we should look to Jesus because he's the author and finisher of our faith, the only one we can trust to lift up our heads onto and to receive help from him, because help does not come from man, and that which comes from man is very limited. In our previous episode, we asked ourselves the question that the way we are looking unto Jesus, can he look unto us as well? The way we trust God, can God trust us with the anointing we so desire? And can he trust us with the things that he wants to do in our time and in our generation? And having prayed that, Lord, you can trust us with what you want to do, there is one thing that we should expect, that if we say God can trust us, then it means that he is going to entrust a lot of things into our hands. And therefore, in this month of October, we are looking out for the faithfulness of God concerning his word in our hearts. Bible said he sought for a man to stand in the gap, and he found none. But because you have availed yourself to love the Lord, because you have availed yourself to walk according to the dictates of God, to walk according to the will of God, you are going to see the faithfulness of God. And so in this episode, we are looking at the subject, delighting yourself in God. Delighting yourself in God. Psalm 37 verse number 4 says that, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will fulfill the desires of your heart. What it means is that to have fulfillment in the desires of your heart, your delight should be in God. When we say delight in God, what it means is that you should find fulfillment in God. You should find joy in the things you do for God. You should love him with all your being. That is when you delight in the Lord. When you delight in the Lord, his love becomes your love. His language becomes your language. You see the things he sees, and you hear the things he hears. When you delight in the Lord, your passion, your love, your energy, and everything is channeled into ensuring that the will of God comes to pass. And so we are looking at delighting ourselves in the Lord, how we can channel our energy and everything we are doing to ensure that the will of God is being done. And anybody who wants to delight himself in the Lord must come to the place of self-denial. You cannot delight yourself in God when you want your will to be done. So the disciples went to Jesus and they said to Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, they said, Jesus, teach us to pray. And Bible said, Jesus said to them that when you pray, say, our Father who is in heaven, your name be glorified. And he said unto them, say also that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. To be able to pray this simple prayer, as it may seem, you should be someone who delights so much in the Lord that you are willing to let the will of God in heaven be done here on earth. You should be someone who delights so much in God, who loves the Lord so much to the extent that you do not care what you are losing. You do not care the things that will happen to you and the cost involved. All you are concerned about is that the will of God as it is in heaven will be done here on earth. You are so concerned about what God has said coming to pass, and you will do everything and anything to ensure that the things God loves, the things that makes him happy, the things that brings joy to him, you would ensure that it is done so that you would bring glory to the Father. And as we do this, we will come to the place where we begin to see the faithfulness of God. When we delight in the Lord, like we said, He will fulfill, He will grant the desires of our heart. And all of us have desires. You have a desire to finish your PhD. You have a desire to start a new business. You have a desire to change the job you are doing. You have a desire to receive a scholarship. You have a desire to get married and to have your children. You have a desire to see your children through education, their schooling. And these desires, Bible said, will only be fulfilled when we delight in the Lord. And so as we seek to ensure that the desires of our heart is fulfilled, what we have to understand is that God is a rewarder. Time and again, we have said on this podcast that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So as you have prayed in the previous episode, when you were speaking to God, in the course of last week, when you communed with God and said that, Lord, I don't want to do anything, but I want to do the things you want me to do. And Lord, I yield my heart, my spirit, and my soul to you, so that you would take control of my life, you would take control of my heart. What we were actually doing was that we were telling God that if He could trust the people of old, then He can trust us. And having said that God can trust us, one of the things we should also understand is that He is not just going to trust us, but as He's trusting us to do His will, He would also fulfill the desires of our heart. And so the Bible says that we shouldn't grow weary in well-doing. In Galatians chapter 6, the scripture said, do not grow weary in well-doing. For in due time, if you do not faint, you would reap. The Bible said that they that sow in sorrow, they shall reap with joy. So there is a sowing and there is a reaping. There is a time to do good. And Bible says that whilst we are doing this good, we shouldn't grow weary of what we are doing. We shouldn't grow weary of well-doing. It means that a time will come where you do not feel like doing good. It means that a time will come where you do not feel like you want to do the things that are right. Sometimes Paul said in the book of Romans that there is this law that is at conflict in my life, so that the things which I want to do, I do them not, and that which I do not want to do is what I do. As we delight in the Lord, this conflict will be so evident in our lives. But one of the things we should understand is that the Bible has said and clearly stated that if we do not grow weary in well-doing, then we will reap the things which we have sown. Again, in 1 Corinthians, I will say that we must understand that our labor of love in God will not be in vain, will not go unrewarded. Child of God, God is a rewarder, and the laboring that we are laboring in His kingdom will not go unrewarded. If you delight in the Lord, you will labor for souls to be won into the kingdom of God. And that labor will not be in vain. So God will fulfill the desires of your heart because you labor for souls to be won. If you delight in the Lord, you would come to the place where you understand, child of God, that one of the things that God delights so much in is that, first of all, prayer of intercession should be said for all that are in authority. And when you delight in the Lord and you come to that place where you understand that this is what God wills, that prayer of intercession should be made for all that are in authority, you begin to pray for your pastors. You begin to pray for the presidents of your nation. You begin to pray for the leaders of your nation. And then in so doing, Bible says that this labor that we are laboring in God will not go unrewarded. So there is a labor that we must give ourselves to diligently as we delight in the Lord. There is a well-doing that we must be committed to as we delight in the Lord. And as we do so, it is not going to be easy. But one of the things that will motivate us and would ensure that we see the faithfulness of God in this month and in the months to come until all is said and done in our lives is that when we delight in the Lord, when we seek to do the things God wants us to do, when we seek to bring glory to His name, when we seek to lift and exalt His name in all the earth and in all the nations, then we will come to the place where we know that as we delight in the Lord, He fulfills the desires of our heart. Child of God, that desire in your heart in this month, in this week, this year, it will be fulfilled and will be fulfilled on condition that having given yourself to God and having asked Him to trust you, there is an assignment He has given you, there is a mission He has committed you to, and He expects that you do it diligently. And as you do it, Bible says that He will fulfill the very desires of your heart. I want you to lift up your voice and spend some few minutes in prayer and talk to God. That Lord, as I commit myself to delight in the things that makes you happy, as I commit myself in winning souls, as I commit myself with the intercessory ministry, as I commit myself in doing the things that you want me to do in my church, in my community, in my environment, in my nation, as I commit myself in doing it, Lord, make the desires of my heart to come to a fulfillment and cause me to see your faithfulness in the land of the living. The Lord bless you so much, child of God. Having listened to this, my name is Brother Gideon Ewuku. You can WhatsApp me on 024-990-5514. God bless you.